This is a prayer to our Almighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And before we pray, we must understand that Psalm 34, verse 18, says that the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saved such as have a contrite spirit. Another translation says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Brokenness is necessary for a believer. It must be found in our character as Christians. It's from that perspective that we should pray. Therefore, it's necessary for us to approach God with humility and brokenness of heart. So now join me in prayer. My Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that was given power above every other name, we bow down to King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your love over my life. Thank you for your mercies, which are new for me every morning. Thank you for your power that wakes me up each and every morning. I commit and surrender myself totally and completely into your hands. Lord, my spirit, my soul, and my body. Father, I ask that you mold me. I ask that you refine me. Remove what is not from you, Lord, and make me the best that I can be for you. Fill me up to overflow according to your will of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you remove and empty me of everything that has nothing to do with you. Fill me with your spirit and let my life be totally consumed by your power. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come into my heart. I pray that just like Paul, I too may say that I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you grace favor and your love for me be renewed every day. I pray for the God that I may be completely subdued and humbled before you. O Lord, may all of my prayers, my motives, my deeds, and conduct be genuine and to your glory. Father God, your word says in Psalm 24, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol, but may be able to ascend into the mountains of the Lord. Help me that I may have clean hands and a pure heart." Father, your word says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life." And I claim that today, I declare that in my life, that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life. I ask, Father, that you direct our steps and you fulfill your plan for our lives. Let our feet run swiftly to follow after you. Help us, Lord Jesus, in our priorities, so that we may not chase the breakthrough, but rather chase you, Lord, the source of the breakthrough. Strengthen us so that our eyes may be fixed on you, Lord Jesus. I pray and I believe for a supernatural breakthrough. May we begin to see victory and breakthroughs that work in our lives. I thank you for hearing this prayer, Father. I bless your holy name for each and every person that is in agreement, for each person that believes makes a way for us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that was given power above every other name, we bow down to King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your love over my life. Thank you for your mercies, which are new for me every morning. Thank you for your power that wakes me up each and every morning. I commit and surrender myself totally and completely into your hands. Lord, my spirit, my soul, and my body. Father, I ask that you mold me. I ask that you refine me. Remove what is not from you, Lord, and make me the best that I can be for you. Fill me up to overflow according to your will of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you remove and empty me of everything that has nothing to do with you. Fill me with your spirit and let my life be totally consumed by your power. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come into my heart. I pray that just like Paul, I too may say that I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you grace favor and your love for me be renewed every day. I pray for the God that I may be completely subdued and humbled before you. O Lord, may all of my prayers, my motives, my deeds, and conduct be genuine and to your glory. Father God, your word says in Psalm 24, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol, but may be able to ascend into the mountains of the Lord. Help me that I may have clean hands and a pure heart." Father, your word says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life." And I claim that today, I declare that in my life, that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life. I ask, Father, that you direct our steps and you fulfill your plan for our lives. Let our feet run swiftly to follow after you. Help us, Lord Jesus, in our priorities, so that we may not chase the breakthrough, but rather chase you, Lord, the source of the breakthrough. Strengthen us so that our eyes may be fixed on you, Lord Jesus. I pray and I believe for a supernatural breakthrough. May we begin to see victory and breakthroughs that work in our lives. I thank you for hearing this prayer, Father. I bless your holy name for each and every person that is in agreement, for each person that believes makes a way for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I hope this prayer ministered to you. If it did, then share this beautiful prayer with your friends and loved ones. And also, subscribe and turn on the notification button so that you don't miss any prayer. God bless you.